Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a writer and an obsessive crafter and a mom and a former teacher who's still recovering from that experience, but putting all of the feelings into writing books about people living happily ever after.
I love this. Okay, so we got to talk about your crafting. So what kind of crafting do you do?
All the things. Currently obsessive knitter.
Okay.
I was always a knitter and always a crafter. And then like mid-pandemic, I sort of got sucked into like fancy yarns by one of my friends. And then it was off to the races. And now I've knit like half a dozen sweaters in this season. So it's a little out of control.
So what do you do while knitting? Do you watch a show in the background? Do you listen to audiobooks? Like,
I have a whole rotating sort of carousel of Netflix and podcasts like this one and audiobooks. And it just sort of depends. Like, I have a whole different project for different media.
Yeah.
Like the ones where you just like knitting round and round and sort of just a plain sweater, then it's like, yes, let's go watch Netflix. And then when it gets more intricate, it's time for a podcast or an audiobook.
I love this. And what kind of audiobooks do you listen to?
All the things. My favorite audiobooks are actually nonfiction.
Yeah.
Sometimes for fiction, I get a little too bogged down in, well, I would have done that and I would have done that. And like, I have little verbal tics. Like one of the first audiobooks I remember listening to was it was called Red Shirts by John Scalzi. And that book, he uses the word said like 25 times per minute. And I lost my mind. He's a wonderful writer. I love reading him in print, but that audiobook, I was like, nope, I can't take myself out of writer brain.
Yeah.
So it's an issue.
It is all good. All right. So let's chat about small town romances because it's a whole niche. I'm in a small town romance era. Love it. I don't live in I live in a secondary city, which could be considered a small town, but it's not. I live in big cities. And so I have longing to be like, I'm just going to move to a small town and find this, you know, baker who's going to save the world and probably have the after.
Baker with biceps. Absolutely.
Yes. You know, so talk to us about like what made you decide to start writing within this genre. Like, you know, was it
I had been like a dabbler in small town forever. And then I don't know, something happened in the late teens where I was just really craving cozy, happy ever afters with like not a ton of drama. I mean, there's drama, of course there has to be drama, but not like life at peril stakes drama. And so I kind of fell into a rabbit hole and then started having all these ideas for specifically as a Asian American person who grew up in a small ish town. Like there weren't a whole ton of people like me in those, and I was just sort of had this idea that I really wanted to write a small town romance that featured people like me. And that just took me straight to the presses, basically.
I love this. And so let's talk about Blue Cedar Falls. What is the elevator pitch about the small town, you know?
It is a cute, quaint little small town in the mountains of North Carolina, which is where I used to live. And it's when the series begins, like before book one, it's sort of on the decline. Like there's been a new highway that sort of cuts it off from the rest of the world. And June Wu, who's the hero of the first book, decides that she's going to fix that by sort of making it more of a tourist mecca. And then we follow her and her sisters, both in their growth arcs through life and in the growth arcs of this little town.
I love this. And so you just released The House of Mulberry Street. So what's the elevator pitch for that one? Where we are.
This is a best friends to more opposites attract sort of a situation. We've got sort of agent of chaos, Elizabeth Wu, who is the black sheep of her perfect family. And she has decided that she's going to sort of step it up and prove herself. And she's following in her sister's footsteps of trying to help revitalize this town by launching an arts festival. And she cannot do it without the help of her very best friend, the sort of super duper rock stable Graham Lewis. He's like a municipal government worker. He's like Ben Wyatt from Parks and Recreation, basically, but taller. And so but he has been in love with her forever. And he has just decided that he needs to move on from her if he's ever going to get on with his life. So the last thing he wants to do is spend a super extra amount of time working with her. But alas, the closer they get, the closer they get, until they realize there is no moving on. And instead, there's just moving forward together.
You have me at Ben Wyatt.
Love him so much.
I just love him so much. It's like, and that's such a sleeper hit. Like, who would knew the municipal, you know, town municipal will be like the ultimate hero.
Yes. I was just talking with my gal pals about Galentine's Day. We were like recapping Galentine's Day and just how we love that, like, Leslie Knope and Ben Wyatt are just like icons in our own personal holiday mythology now.
Yes, there are.
You're teaching my daughter about Galentine's Day and the wonderful residents of Pawnee, Indiana.
Yes, and treat yourself. You got to talk about that.
Absolutely, yes. Every time I buy new yarn, treat yourself.
Treat yourself. So let's chat some book recommendations. You mentioned that you listen to nonfiction, but in terms of reading, what kind of books do you tend to read?
I think you asked this ahead of time, and I was trying to think of how to sum it up, and the sum is everything. I read very widely, and I think hopefully that helps me as a writer to be reading very, very widely. I've actually been on sort of like a sci-fi kick recently. Like, contemporary romance will always be my home, but I've been really enjoying like branching out into lots of different genres of late.
So in terms of sci-fi, where can a reader can start? You know, that's a good question. Like, what have you found that's been working for you?
So it's interesting because my husband's always read sci-fi and I've never really loved his books. I've found there's sort of, it's tough to find, but really character-driven sci-fi, I think, is where it's at for me. I'm currently obsessed with the Murderbot Diaries.
Yeah.
Yes, which is the story of a killer robot who gains sentience and just wants to use it to watch her soap operas, basically, or their soap operas, and but has to like save some self-destructive humans along the way. So it's a delight. And the robot character is just so, as an introvert, she's so relatable. They're so relatable. I'm sorry, they identify as they, and I'm trying to remember that, but the author is she, so I keep accidentally misspeaking she, but the robot is a they, and just my fave.
Yeah, I actually, that's been on the to-do list. It's been mentioned quite a few times, and it's been, especially during the pandemic, that series was mentioned as like, that's what you must watch. That's what you must listen to it, read it, just enjoy it, just dive into it, you know?
The first four are novellas, so they just go down like candy, where it's like, oh, I'll just have one fun-sized Snicker bar, and then you've eaten the whole bag by accident. I just like sat down with the first one. It's like, oh, no big deal. And then, oops, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, I guess I finished that one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And then other book recommendation. Do you have any other books you want to recommend? Or
I do. I was I'm recently obsessed with The Stand-In by Lily Chu. Which is a contemporary, and part of what I loved about it is, again, it's excellent Asian American representation, but it's also just this ridiculous situation that feels completely believable because the author is just such a master of their craft. Where it's like she's standing in for a Chinese movie star, and they just look like twins. And so she just steps into her life, and it's totally absurd, but it works brilliantly, and she has amazing chemistry with the co-star that she is super grumpy. I love like a cinnamon roll grumpy story, so it's a delight.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, that book is great on audio too. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a delight to just like just dive into this world because it's like it's outrageous. Like, yes, I'm gonna pretend that I'm gonna be another person, you know. What's gonna happen?
It could go wrong. She's well aware that everything could go wrong. Like, that's part of what I loved about it, is that she was completely realistic about what a boondoggle this was going to be.
Yeah. So awesome. Jeannie, tell us where we can find you online.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Jeannie C. Writes, I believe, is the handle on all of them.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeannie, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.